Welcome to the Good Hard Story Podcast, where we believe that the good story and the hard story can be the exact same story. I'm Catherine Wolf, and I'm a stroke survivor, a speaker, an author, and co-founder of Hope Heals. Tune in here every week for conversations about wholeheartedly living in a good hard story. Join me in this joyful rebellion to the darkness where we discover the treasures hidden in our hurting.
Hello, dear listeners. This is Alex Wolf, and I have the privilege of researching and editing a lot of the conversations you've been enjoying on the Good Hard Story podcast lately. I'm also the co-author of Catherine's brand new book of reflections, Treasures in the Dark. Today, my friends, you are in for something so special. We are excited to be sharing a clip from Treasures in the Dark, which is now available as an audiobook. If you enjoy this little preview of the book, I sure hope you'll pick up a copy of your own. I'm so proud of this book, and I'm praying it might bring you some comfort and companionship as you navigate darkness of your own. If you're listening on Spotify Premium, we have another surprise for you. You can stream Treasures in the Dark for free as a part of your subscription. Grab your copy of the book today in print, ebook, or audiobook formats at treasuresinthedark.com or wherever books are sold.
Reflection number 29, the worst day. Some days of the year are not created equal. When springtime reaches its fullness near the end of April, the 21st of April to be exact, my soul deflates a little without fail. Reminders of death flood my mind and senses, crowding out the beauty of the season. Just as nature hits its annual high note of new life, I'm forced to remember the day I almost died. The sights and sounds and sensations of April 21st, 2008 are burned into my mind with sharp-edged clarity. I can taste the bile in the back of my throat as nausea overtook me. I can smell the ground beef that was simmering on the stove when I collapsed on the kitchen floor. I can hear Jay screaming my name with a panic in his voice I'd never heard before. It was the worst day of my life, and I assume it ranks near the bottom for the people who love me. Despite the slow-motion resurrection that was to come, so many things died to me on April 21st. We all have that day that changed everything. That day that ripped through our stories and left a line of demarcation between the life we now have and the one we will never get back. And the anniversaries of those days, which have the audacity to roll around every single year, guarantee we are never able to forget what we've lost. 3 years into my recovery, Holy Week coincided with the anniversary of my stroke. This intersection left me with a complicated emotional surplus, to put it delicately. You could say I had some feedback for God. Still deep in the grief of the loss of my old life, I was more in the Good Friday mindset than the Resurrection Day spirit. The narrative of hope didn't seem to belong to me. But when I continued to take in the story of Jesus that Holy Week, God whispered a fresh narrative of hope. He handed me a new way of framing my story, and it changed everything. If the worst day of Jesus' life was eventually called good, then maybe one day, my worst day could be called good, too. Jesus' second chance life gave me permission to hope that good things could come from my hard story. Now I can see resurrection instead of just death in the place where one life ends and a new one begins. I'm being made more alive and more complete by the very thing that should have killed me. I have joined the story of Jesus, the story of hope. He hasn't erased my pain, but he sure has redeemed it. As signs of spring continue to appear year after year, my stomach will still flutter and my heart will still feel a bit heavier than usual. And you know what? That's okay. My worst day will remain my worst day. But I've already lived to see that day be called good, which gives me enormous hope for facing all the hard days ahead of me. If it's true for me, could it be true for you too? In summary, if the worst day of Jesus' life was eventually called good, then maybe one day my worst day could be called good too. Thank you for joining us on the Good Hard Story podcast. To learn more about what we are doing, follow us on Instagram at Hope Heals. Check out all things Hope Heals at hopeheals.com. Don't forget to subscribe to this wherever you get podcasts, and please feel free to share this episode with somebody who needs to hear it. Good Hard Story Podcast is a production of Good Hard Story, LLC. It is produced by Leah Case and Mary Austin Hall. And I am your fearless and fabulous host, Catherine Wolf. Come back and join us every week where we believe that the good story and the hard story can be the very same story. We are with you and for you, friend.